Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, if you have been hidden under a rock somewhere or maybe in Alaska for the last 6 months, you may not know that there's a rather large event that is right on the precipice of overwhelming the city of Rock Hill. It's called the BMX World International Wagga Wagga Championships. There's nothing any bigger that's coming up here this weekend and running all throughout next week. And we've got some of the brain trust here that are making all this possible. Mark Sexton, who is the operations manager, I think, for PRT, and his able-bodied assistant, Andrea Barnett. And we're glad that you're here. I'm glad that you could even find a minute to squeeze out to come sit down here, Mr. Sexton. Thank you for doing that.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for having us. We'll squeeze out any time for Manning County.
Oh, yeah.
And
WRHI. Oh, look at that. See, are you running for office?
Not yet.
So, Andrea, what we normally do on this program, and ladies first, is we like to introduce our guests and let them tell us a little bit about themselves. So you're on deck. Go right ahead.
Sure. Andrea Barnett, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. I work with event sales primarily day-to-day, so we're trying to bring in a lot more tourism from Sunday through Thursday. We do really well with sports tourism, so now we're focusing on corporate, religious, any type of businesses and organizations that want to come in and visit our great city, stay in our great hotels, and hopefully eat at all the great restaurants. So I'm focused on kind of recruiting that type of tourism day-by-day and then helping out wherever Mark needs me. Primarily with the BMX Worlds right now.
So is selling Rock Hill a hard sell?
No, it's not. Mark always says if you can get them here, then they'll come back and they'll stay here. And that's true. A lot of people think, Rock Hill, where is that? But once they get here, they know it, and we make our mark.
Yeah, exactly. I always remember that old magazine ad, Rock Hill on the leading edge of Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I thought that really said it very well.
Absolutely.
Mr. Sexton, tell everybody about yourself.
Mark Sexton. I am the, as you mentioned, the operations manager for Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. I have worked for the city going on 30 years. It has been a world of fun and adventure in a variety of different roles with the city and PRT. And, it's fun. I get to supervise our four divisions, our Parks Division, Recreation Division, our Tourism Division, and our Sports and Events Center, which is our basketball arena and volleyball arena. Mm-hmm. Those four divisions, our staff do a phenomenal job. Like Andrea's a superstar within our area. But, just excited to be here again. Thank you for having us.
So just to make sure people understand what's going on here, we not only have the World Championships, but we also have this big company. What is their name? They're associated with basketball. Is it Adidas?
Well, we got Adidas coming up in the future. We have Under Armour coming up here shortly, two shoe company things. That's the thing. I know we're talking about BMX today, but Andrea can talk more about. But she mentioned her weekday sales. We have events during the week that are coming in this week and next week. We have the BMX World Championships happening. And over the course of these next two weekends, we have big basketball tournaments at our Sports and Events Center. Not this weekend, but the next week, the 17th and 18th, not only are they filling up the Sports and Events Center, they're filling up every high school in Rock Hill and York County.
And they're also going to fill up all the apron space at the Rock Hill York County Airport, because you will see more corporate jets out there than you'll see any time in one setting like this.
That's right.
Because all these coaches fly in, you know.
They're coming from everywhere.
Which was one of the things, if I remember correctly, that you all had to take a serious look at, is whether or not you could staff both events at one time.
No, that's exactly right. It's the first time when we hosted the BMX World Championships in 2017, we purposely, to focus on it, make sure we were doing it right, shut down some of our other venues so our staff could go and run and do the things. We had a hard decision this year. With the Sports and Events Center, it being an enterprise fund, and it being a live period, which is when the college coaches can come, we had a decision to make. Do we run a BMX World Championships, which no one We're already putting stress on the city. We're already putting stress on the staff. And make that decision, do we run both events at the exact same time? And we said, let's go for it. Let's do it. If we're going to drive the economy, you got to keep pushing. You got to keep moving forward. I think we'll find out in a couple of weeks whether that was a good decision or not. I think we can pull it off, though.
Well, I would imagine there'll be a number of vacation requests that'll be submitted right after that weekend.
I would imagine so. We'll take off in June.
You two being one of them. So your staff, I mean, you have how many staff members for?
105 full-time staff members.
And you've got an army of part-timers.
We can balloon up to about probably 150, 250 seasonal staff to help with that part-time.
So you'll use every one of them over the next 10 days or so?
We will not only use every single one of them, we'll use other members of the city of Rock Hill that are helping us pull off this event, and then we obviously need volunteers. So as many volunteers as we get, like yourself, thank you for volunteering, to help us pull this event off.
So let's get into this, because I don't think none of us really have an appreciation of what you all have to go through when something big like this lands at your doorstep. Here it is, 2024. When did you know that the World Championships for BMX were coming back here?
2019.
You knew that in 2019?
2019.
5 years advance notice?
5 years advance notice. So what happened is in 2017, as you know, it was the first time it had been in our country when we got it in 2017, excuse me. It's the first time it had been back in the United States in 16 years. And our community embraced it in 2017. Our local organizing committee did a phenomenal job. And I can't say that we were actively, aggressively searching out to bring the UCI BMX World Championships back to Rock Hill, South Carolina. 2019, we get a call from the UCI. That's the international body that helps put on this race. And they asked, would you be willing to do it again? And at that point, we felt like we had a little bit of leverage. So we, you know, obviously came back to our management and our executive team and said, do we want to do this again? Because it's a lot of resources involved to put this event on. It's a lot of money. And we felt like we had that leverage. So we went back to the UCI and said, you know what, we will do it, but we'll want to do it in May of 24. And the reason for that is we are the last stop before the Olympic Games in France. So we are the last stop. These riders are going to be fighting for points to try to say, I'm representing my country when they go to France for the Olympic Games.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So people have an understanding. Once you agreed to do this, to pull it off, you had to, well, I can't even begin to think of all the logistics, but you knew right off the bat you needed a volunteer army. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, that's where Andrea comes into play. She is the vice chair, and volunteers falls right under her alley.
All right, Chair, go ahead and tell us how you pulled together the Army.
Sure. So we started researching what we did in 2017, and in 2017 we kind of had a good list of the positions that we needed and the slots we needed to fill. And so we put out a very generic list of what we would need, and this would be, you know, time frame, slots, etc. And then we really just started pulling together resources. We've involved the school district and all of the other schools. We've involved Winthrop, Clinton College, as well as York Tech. We've really made relationships with people in the community and said, what can we do? How can we get you guys involved? And we've met, at least with the higher education institutions, we've met monthly for about 2 years with one representative from each institution. And they've been great. They've sent us volunteers, immersion programs, dual language students. Rock Hill School District's been great. Legion Academy, York Prep, all of those have just said, yeah, we'll throw anything we can at you. So we have PTA parents that are volunteering.
That's great.
We have all sorts. Churches are volunteering, organizations, Kiwanis, you name it. We have touched base with them and presented to them, and they've jumped on board to really support us.
So right at this point, you have roughly how many volunteers?
We have right at 350 volunteers.
350, but you need more.
We do need more, yes.
And we're putting the plea out on this show and everywhere else we can.
Absolutely.
And if you want to get involved, how do we do it?
You go to 2024bmxworlds.com. It's our website. And on there, you'll see an inquiry form. You just put that you want more information about volunteer opportunities. You'll receive an email that will give you the link, and you can sign up. We're really taking them until Sunday. Just a note that we do ask you to fill out a background check, because we have to have time to get that back. But, yes, absolutely, we will take them until the last minute.
And there are a variety of different jobs.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I mean, give us an idea of some of the things volunteers would do.
Sure. So obviously we need translators, primarily Spanish and French if we can. We also need greeters, so anyone that can just answer questions and say, hey, here's the welcome tent or here's how you get to the team area, put on a smile and just be very friendly. We are looking for people to ride on the shuttle buses. And really, you just make the loop with our shuttle bus drivers and welcome people to Rock Hill. If they have questions about, you know, where are the restrooms or what do I do when I get there, we let you know there. It is a clear bag policy event, so we let people know that in advance before they get on the shuttle buses. We have floaters that we don't know exactly what you may be doing, but we'll find you a spot. So those people are probably going to be on their feet most of the day. We have people working admissions that will just kind of stand there and slap wristbands on and, again, sell clear bags. And then we have some folks that are going to be in the area with the teams and kind of herd them along to do staging. So we have all of these things, and those are just a few of the big ones. We have some that are very small and kind of down to the weeds. But those are the big ones, yep.
So you've got various subcommittees under this umbrella called volunteers?
Yes.
You do?
We do.
It's a deep organizational chart, Manny. It goes. This LOC tries to think about everything that may could happen, and if we can get enough bodies, whether it be city staff, volunteers, our security personnel, our marketing team, our IT, to focus on smaller items versus the overall big item, and that's all they focus on, then we feel like we can pull off a quality event. And that's what we try to do in this organizational.
Well, you know, when I walked out there the other day, I was with members of the Sports Commission and some of the council members. I was really blown away by what I could see. One of the things I think I mentioned to you, Mark, you must have 100-plus tents out there already set up.
Yeah.
Just figuring out how to get 100 tents, and I know you took everything Tory Ray had, but you needed more.
That's right.
And then logistically how to place them and who was going to go where. That's a whole subcommittee itself, is it not?
That's right. And you would be, since you were out there Monday, and you got to see this, you know, it's, I'd say 75% set up. If you went back out there today, you'd see it even more, because there's even more tents that have rolled in, more stuff set up since Monday all the way through today. And that is going to take place all the way through today and tonight. Hopefully, when we wake up tomorrow morning, that place is set up, ready to go, so we can welcome the world.
Jeez. Then, of course, what really blows you away, if you get a chance, which most people will not, to see what you've done to take care of the medical needs, because people do fall on these tracks, and they get skinned up and they get hurt, no question about it. And you learn from 2017 that if you're going to do this again, you needed to do it bigger and better, correct?
That's 100%. Right. We always want to improve, right? Yeah. Even in 17, we did a good job. One of the first things we did was we sat down as a committee and said, okay, what can we do better?
Right.
And that's right.
So you formed a very interesting partnership between the two medical complexes around here, Piedmont Medical Center and Atrium. Tell me about that.
Well, and that is one thing we learned. I went back real quick to 2019 when they came back, and I said, you know, I think we need two things. We need money and we need medical. And those are two of the biggest components to be able to pull this event off. And as sponsor of your show, we are very fortunate. I think we have got the highest quality medical team between Piedmont Medical Center, Atrium Health, and really I'd throw in our Rock Hill Fire Department, because they're part of it as too, and helping us out. But they've kind of divided this thing up into segments. So Piedmont Medical Center will be on the track at all times, and they'll be handling everything, as you saw out there Monday. Atrium Health we're fortunate enough to have our partnership and relationship with them. They brought out the wonderful Med One unit, which is basically a hospital on wheels that we can do everything from x-rays to ultrasounds to surgery if they had to. Then going back to Piedmont, if we needed a transportation services, we'll have ambulances lined up. If they can't treat them out of the track, then they can't treat them out of Med One. They can put them in an ambulance, can get them into a hospital quickly. And hopefully, I hope we don't need this, but if we had to medevac somebody out, we do have a helicopter landing spot on site that if we had to, if they can't get them in Med One, needed to get them out quickly, we can provide medical care. That medical team has been working for the last 2 years to develop the plan, working with UCI, but it's an intensive part of this whole event.
So another one of your subcommittees, I'm sure, has to do with hospitality, because if it's one thing Rock Hill has got a great reputation for, it's hospitality. I mean, we saw it the very first time, I'll never forget it, was the ACC Women's Basketball tournament here 100 years ago.
That's right.
And you just dazzled. You just dazzled those coaches and the team members. They didn't know what hit them.
Well, and I think that's what it's all about. It's, you know, if you go back to where, you know, you see the signs on the interstate and you see the banners up, you know, hospitality can mean a lot of different things. But it's welcome. When we say welcome the world, we mean it from the moment they land at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. They're going to see signs that say welcome. When they ride down I-77, they're going to see signs that says welcome. When they ride down Cherry Road, Dave Law, whatever road down it is in Rock Hill, they're going to see signs that welcome these riders and athletes and our fans to Rock Hill, South Carolina. But then you take it a step further. A lot of them are here to race and compete. But then you think of our VIPs and our sponsors and our community members that are a valuable part of what we do, that we can bring them up into our hospitality team. And we have a hospitality team, you're right, that are second to none. Now, when you go into our hospitality structure, you're in the state-of-the-art structure. It's nice. It's clean. It's air-conditioned. You got good food. You got quality drinks. And you can watch high-level racing. And we treat them right with good Southern hospitality. And our team does a phenomenal job at that.
Let's talk about money, because I think I heard the number that to pull this thing off, it's about a $3 million commitment.
That's right.
Obviously, a lot of that's coming from the city. But a lot of it's coming from sponsors, local people who have chipped in money to make this thing happen.
That's right.
And it couldn't do it without them.
Well, not exactly. And it's a big budget, 3.1, 3.2, I think max budget is what it's going to end up to on the expense side. We're hoping maybe we can go above that on the revenue side. We could not do it without our support of our sponsors. Certainly the city of Rock Hill is the biggest one of that. The state of South Carolina, through our legislative group, has come in big. They're a big sponsor of this event. You know, the legislative body, which we're going to have a legislative event out there on Friday the 17th, thank them for their support of the State House to say, hey, this is a big event to not only Rock Hill, York County, but the state of South Carolina.
Sure.
When these riders come, especially these international riders, they're going to stay on average 30 days. And we don't want them going to New York. We don't want them going to Florida or Texas. We want them to stay in Rock Hill, or if better yet, in York County or the Carolinas. But our sponsors are critical, and without them, we wouldn't be able to pull this event off.
But I've also heard that the city will, or the region, I guess, will reap about 10 times what's been invested to bring this thing here.
That's
through
right.
Accommodation taxes, you know, hospitality taxes, all this kind of stuff.
That's right. Well, I mean, yeah, the accommodations tax, just people staying in our hotels and creating that local accommodations tax, and then the 2% state accommodations tax. But the amount of money they're spending in our restaurants creating hospitality tax,
oh, yeah.
This event alone is, in 2017, it created right at a $19 million direct economic impact. We anticipate in this 2024, it'll be somewhere between that $20 and $25 million of direct economic impact. That's not including airfare. But through all that, you know, spending money in restaurants, spending money on the hotels, spending money on gifts and entertainment, buying a sub at substation, they're gonna help drive our economy in Rock Hill and York County, which means that's the value and the benefit, the end reward for doing all this hard work.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And needless to say, do we have enough hotel rooms to handle all this?
You know, between the BMX and the basketball, probably not. Airbnb has been big. We know Charlotte is involved in this. We know we're creating a lot that will Rock Hill, York County alone can't handle it between all those events, so it does spill over into Charlotte.
That's fine. But as a result of events like this, we've got a more robust hotel industry than we ever had.
That's exactly right.
Some of these hotels that you see here now, they would never be here if we didn't have these events.
I don't think you can run an event based off your hotel rooms, right? So if we only had that, we're like, well, you can't bring more guests and friends. No, I think we got to keep pushing.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, you know what we do here at Substation 2? It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. We have the Rogues Gallery, with the exception of these two lovely people here at the table, who are going to help us with this at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
Enjoy the Italian sub with the salami.
I enjoy just the atmosphere.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Dr. Kerry Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Relax with a discounted mortgage rate from Founders Federal Credit Union without paying for discount points. For a limited time, don't pay the 1% fee and get the lower rate. And don't forget, Founders never charges for PMI or private mortgage insurance. Unlock your dream home with a great rate and a Founders expert to guide you through the home financing process. Stop by a convenient office location or apply on Founders online by May 31st to lock in your lower rate. Visit foundersfcu.com/mortgage to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Equal housing lender.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140. Or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mark Sexton and Andrea Barnett with PRT are with us today. We're talking about this World Championship BMX event, which is going to be in our community starting this week. So we're going to kick this thing off in a very robust way down at Fountain Park, and this is open to the whole community. Your opportunity to come down there, welcome all these riders and all these officials, and everybody else is going to be there, and we want this to be a big party, do we not, Andrew?
Sure. It's going to be our first food truck Friday of the season, so there will be 20 plus food trucks out there, beer trucks, and we're also going to have a lot of activities. We really wanted to embrace what it would be like to visit America for some of these countries. And what better way to do that than starting off with a hot dog eating contest and some line dancing. So we have all of those events coming. We'll have a big jumbotron screen. It'll announce all the countries. Team USA will be marched in. So if anybody wants to come support Team USA, I know they would love that. We have some of the bands, local bands, their drum lines are going to be there. The Rock Hill Symphony is going to perform. Mayor Pro Tem Derek Lindsay will be there to welcome everyone. And we really want our community to come out and embrace all the activities that we have going on, but to also intermingle with all of our international riders that will be in town and just give them a taste of what Rock Hill is and how great it is.
Yeah, bring your best Southern accent and say y'all.
Well, and I'll tell you, man, one of the things we learned from 17 is a lot of these foreign countries, their police officers don't carry guns. So they like to go with, stand by a police officer, take a picture, bring in school buses, I think, because they don't have yellow school buses over there. And we're bringing a NASCAR down.
Oh, my God.
And when I first heard about this hot dog eating contest, I'm like, that's going to be interesting. But I happened to look on social media yesterday, and more people are – it's full. We can't accept anymore, but people are trying to get into it. So it's – they're excited about it.
Well, I think we ought to have a second contest.
Maybe we should.
I'll enter.
Yeah.
Love hot dogs. So we're going to fire up the NASCAR?
I don't think we're going to fire it up. I think we're just going to let people look at it and see it. And I've been told, actually, as of this morning, it is a brand new NASCAR vehicle.
Oh, good for you. So a big concern, I'm sure, that this committee has been working on a couple of years is how do we keep everything nice, safe, and sound so everybody's having a good time?
Yeah.
Because when you have a big event like this, it draws thousands of people. And I don't know what the crowd estimates are, but if you've got 3,500 to 4,000 competitors.
Yeah.
And all the families that come with them. I mean, you could have tens of thousands of people at this thing.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't surprise me if we didn't end up with over 50-something thousand, 55,000 total attendance for the event. And security is always at the top of the list for any event that we run. But you know, when you bring an international flair, an international component, it just heightens the awareness. So Andrea mentioned it, we do have a clear bag policy, so we got people coming in, you got to make sure to get into the event, it is clear bag, and we're going to try to, it's on our website, it's on our app, our bus drivers will be trying to do that, but it's a level beyond just from our local, our locals are part of our local, Rock Hill PD are part of our local organizing committee, but it takes us getting the state involved, it takes us getting Charlotte, North Carolina involved, so we're working with Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department, and also working with the FBI. And they help us just know if there's any, if there's anything internationally that we need to be aware of as we set up tents. You know, foreign countries are going to be at our place. And if there's something, an international dispute that we need to be aware of it, they're kind of helping us keep an eye out. And there'll be security cameras, eyes on the sky. We have Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department bringing down, you know, big boxes that we can keep an eye on people. But it's a heightened security thing, not just for, you know, our riders, but our fan base, just to make sure everybody feels comfortable.
Well, you take this crazy world we live in right now. I would imagine we'll have competitors from Ukraine, competitors from Russia.
Yeah, we might not want to put those beside each other, right?
Actually, I think the athletes would get along just fine.
Well, you're probably
just those damn politicians, they just stay away from them. But, I mean, seriously, you've got to think about things like that.
That's exactly right. And we work closely with the UCI, like I said, the Rock Hill Police Department, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department, and ultimately the FBI that is helping us monitor that every single day.
You never know what you're going to wake up to the next morning, so you got to be on top of this, that's for
right.
sure.
And they're doing a lot more that I don't know that they're doing, and I don't know if we want to know that they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. Nope. That's right. Just ignore that. So, parking. I would suggest if you have a bicycle, you might want to ride your bicycle up to the BMX, because finding parking is going to be a challenge.
It is a challenge. And our team, again, another LOC and an org chart, that's all they've been focusing on, has a great plan. You're right. Everybody wants to park at the front door. That isn't going to happen. So there is paid parking close to the building in the surrounding area, main parking lot, which is $10 a day. But then we have our ancillary parking around that goes all the way to Elevation Church up near the Velodrome that you can get on a shuttle. At the Greens of Rock Hill, you can get on a shuttle, and we'll bus you in, and all that is totally free. But there is a plan where we have that, so it'll lead up to smaller buses as we go through the week. And then when we get into the weekend, we'll have big transportation buses, 50-something passengers, that'll help transport people into the venue. One thing to note, just for our community that's listening, Saturday, the last day of the 18th, 100% free to York County residents. All you got to do is show your license. You don't have to pay to get in. You want to come and support these elite athletes as they race and compete to represent their country at the next level.
And so people understand there's an admission charge to get into this.
There is an admission charge.
$10?
It is $10 a day, or you can get it $65 for the event. 5 and under are free.
And that includes all the families that come in, and everybody's going to go. All right,
that's right. That's good. Is for the whole week. But again, on Saturday, you show your license and you live in York County, you get in free.
So we had the big ceremony on Friday. We're not doing much on Saturday except practicing out there. Is that correct?
That's right. Friday, Saturday.
So we start the competition on Sunday, but then you have different levels of competition. Is that correct?
That's right.
And you get it.
Various age groups, various types of challenges all the way Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We go into Thursday. Hopefully we won't need it as a rain day. Thursday is a switchover. It's basically going from the amateur class to the elite class.
We groom the track again.
That's right.
We're getting it all
ready.
Set up.
Let the pros practice. Let's get the venue re-switched, if you will, and then get ready for the elites on Friday and Saturday.
Well, my gosh. Mark Sexton, thank you very much. Andrew Barnett, thank you very much. Thank you, PRT. You have no idea, community, what they do day in and day out to make all this stuff possible. It just doesn't happen. They make it happen. And thank you to City of Rock Hill and all the sponsors who are behind this thing, because now we need to get the community down there for the big event Friday night, 6 o'clock down at Fountain Park. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, fresh subs and salads, we do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The Rogues Gallery has come in here now. How do we do it at the count of three? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.